Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel. Hello, and welcome back to the Podcast of Steel. I am your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, and this is my spoiler-free review of the James Gunn 2025 Superman movie. I can say that now. I can say that I've seen this film. I got to watch it last week, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. Signed lots of paperwork explaining that I wouldn't announce it to the world that I had seen it, because the one person that I needed to speak to was all of you, the Superman fans around the world that have been waited so patiently for this film. But we are here now. The film is out on the 11th of July. This podcast will be going live as soon as possible when I'm allowed to share it. But yes, my trusted Daily Planet Journal. I saw the film last week after a fantastic Q&A with James Gunn. And I was excited to be there just for that, to be able to ask James Gunn a question and to hear his fantastic answers and the way he speaks so beautifully about Superman and the art of filmmaking. And my question was answered, and I was so grateful. My question was about the legacy of Superman and the impact that Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster's work has had on the world. And he shared some fantastic stories about filming in Cleveland. And then after this Q&A finished, James Gunn was kind of like, well, what I'm excited most about this film is for people to see it. And then followed up with, would you like to see it? And what I can remember of that particular exciting moment was the theatre going crazy. I was there with a few more members of the DC family from the UK, dedicated Superman fans and lovers of DC comics who love sharing their thoughts with the world about their passions for the world of comic storytelling. And it was a beautiful moment. And after that exciting moment where James said we would be watching the film, some paperwork was read and signed explaining that we wouldn't share our thoughts with the world until we were allowed to. Then we braced ourselves for this movie. It's been so long, a long time coming for all of us for this film to be happening. And as I was sat in my chair, ready to embrace this film, I wasn't too sure how to feel. I was excited, I was nervous, I was anxious, I was happy, and I was just ready to go on an adventure of storytelling, which I feel any film can do when you let yourself go and get embraced in somebody else's way of telling a story. And yes, and then we sat down, the curtains opened, and we watched James Gunn's Superman film. As I said, I've got notes here. I'm sure I'm going to ramble on a lot in this podcast, and I apologize for that. Most of you should know me by now that I get very excited and emotional when talking about Superman. And even with some of the most recent trailers, my reaction videos, I can't hide my emotions well when it comes to the things that I love. And Superman, if you can't tell, is one of those things that I love talking about. And this film, I honestly don't know where to begin. So, when it comes to reviews and social embargoes and saying the right thing at the right time, it's hard for me to summarize the words. But I do feel sometimes with me that my thoughts about Superman are biased because I love him so much. Superman is my home team. That's the character that I'm going to support, whether that be Brandon Routh or Henry Cavill or Tom Welling or Dean Cain or anybody that has left their mark on the tapestry of Superman, going back now almost a century. I want that person to embrace the role, to do, excuse the pun, justice to Superman, to make old fans happy that their hero is still being represented, but also to bring in new fans so that the future of Superman is secured, so that we continue to get new stories whilst remembering the stories that have been in the past. It gives me, especially, a stronger essence and a stronger connection to the character, knowing that I will get more stories in the future. I want films to do well. That is why I've been happy to promote this movie now for months, for years. But my opinion, of course, is going to be positive because I love Superman. I've said this in many, many reviews in the past. that the most important review that you should take on is your own. You are the most important reviewer. I'm here just talking about Superman and talking about this film. I know I can do that, and I know I can do that for hours. But I want to know how you enjoyed this film, or maybe what you didn't like about this film. But with always, don't share spoilers. Please slide into the DMs and let me know what you thought. But this video, this podcast, this review, whatever this is, it's just me talking about the film. And as I said, I've got notes. I think I can read them. I can read some of them anyway, but as I said, no spoilers in here. I'm going to just talk about the characters, the actors, the visuals, the cast and crew that have worked on this film, and just ramble on about this movie. Hopefully this won't be too long. I'll try and make it at least half an hour, which is doable, to say the least. But lots more podcasts are coming soon. I'm going to be speaking with some of the members from the DC UK family, as we are called, who I got the privilege of watching this movie with. I'll be talking with Superman fans and journalists and podcasters from around the world. I think over the next week or so, podcast is going out every other day because I just want to talk and listen about this film. And after finally seeing it, I am ready. So, the film. We know some of the story. We know the origin of story of Superman. So did we need that in this film? Did we need a massive 10 to 15 minutes intro about the history of Superman? No, I don't think we did. And we didn't get that in this, but we did get a recap, as it were, at the beginning. And I loved it. We know now that David Corenswet is a huge fan of Star Wars. And those keen-eyed people out there will notice that there are elements of the world of Star Wars in the intro scene. And it starts off in the snow. I was able to see the first 30 minutes of this film last week at the fan event. A few things were cut out to avoid spoilers, but it is a fantastic, fantastic way to start the film, with Superman being at his weakest, asking for help from somebody else, asking help for Krypto. And wow, I will get to Krypto later on, but it was a fantastic way to start the film. And from that moment on, for the whole film, the visuals were such a delight. I cannot wait to see this film on the biggest screen possible, to go to IMAX, to go to a 3D performance. Very soon, I'm going to London to the IMAX at Waterloo, the biggest screen in the UK, and the visuals are going to just blow my mind. Every single scene in this movie was gorgeous. I think I'll talk about that first, what I saw, and then I'll talk about what I felt. Every single scene, whether it be the snow or the Daily Planet or Lois's apartment or Lex's office or that beautiful, beautiful fortress of solitude, it's just all so appealing to the eye. There is something there in every frame to just gaze upon and get lost in. When this film is available to download, but also remember, physical media, get your physical media. I'm going to be pausing every scene and just getting lost in everything and zooming in on the Easter eggs. And trust me, for the Easter egg fans out there, there is something for you. Whether it be a street name, a shop, or the most minutest of detail, there are Easter eggs throughout this film. And James Gunn said this is the most Easter egg-laden film he's ever made. But just when my eyes weren't just drawn to that suit, or drawn to the gorgeous Krypto, it was such a experience to watch. The colours, the vibrance, the explosions. There are, without again me spoiling too much, there are settings in this film that I didn't know were going to be in it. And boy, I did not know where to look. My eyes were just everywhere at most points. I was like a dog spotting a squirrel. Visually, it was just so pleasing to the eye. And seeing that suit in so many different ways, whether it be in battle damaged or if it's looking bold and bright or looking dark at times, even in the darkest of settings in this film, that suit looked bright, that cape looked gorgeous, and those boots, everything about it made sense. But, there's a big but, not a negative one, seeing the S, that bold S which is behind me right there, on the back of that cape, that means something to me. It's such a beautiful thing to see Superman fly off but still see that cape there. It's bold, it's vibrant, it's a symbol, and I love to see it. And yes, the trunks are back. Always a, you know, a bit of a, well, not even controversial point. It's just Superman's trunks. They've been there since the early days. We've lost them. We've got them back. We've lost them. We've gotten them back. The fact is, Superman's presence and the visual of Superman, it's supposed to be welcoming. It's supposed to make you feel safe and know that you're in safe hands. And that bold blue, red, and yellow suit does that job. And each time I saw that on the screen, without hearing the inspirational lines coming out of David Corenswet's mouth, was enough for me to just fall in love with my hero all over again. It just grabs your attention, that suit. That S as well. I'm not going to go too much into it, but the opening credits for this film, the closing credits for this film, exquisite. And you will see why when you see the film. I hope by now, when this goes out, when this review is able to, you might wait a few days for the film to get your own opinion. But if you're watching this now or listening to it, those credits. Enjoy those credits, people. We've waited for this moment and we are treated within the first few moments to some gorgeous credits. And I was trying not to go down this rude road too early. The music, John Murphy's music and David Fleming's music. Wow. Clear inspirations, and John Williams is thanked in the credits for his music, but the tones in the music, the themes, the anthems, the moments when that music just builds you up and also knocks you back down again. It is a huge part of the storytelling of this film. And this soundtrack, I can't wait to own it. I can't wait to relive this film in my ears when I'm walking around or writing podcasts or planning posts. This music hits you hard. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm a big fan of soundtracks and scores. And I so hope, I really, really hope that this particular soundtrack is toured somewhere with a live orchestra. I've had the great fortune of seeing some fantastic orchestras play music, and this soundtrack coming out of a live orchestra would be something special. But anyway, that's me babbling. There's going to be a lot of that happening in this video, but that score with some scenes and the flying moments, it just fits like a beautifully made puzzle. And those flying moments are exquisite. Whether it be just Superman having fun flying around with Krypto, or Superman racing to a location to get there in the nick of time, the flying in this film feels like a comic, feels like a cartoon. There are so many elements of this film that, to me, are taken from comics. They're taken from Smallville. They're taken from the animated series. They're taken from so much of the Superman library that everything is respected. Everything is put up there on the screen. This is a Superman film for me. This is what Superman is all about. And without me rambling on too much on my soapbox, I just am honored to be in a situation where I can talk about this film. Anytime I get to talk with people about Superman, it's my happy place. It's my comfort place. And I know there are going to be people out there that don't enjoy this movie. And that's fair. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. But I love talking about the things that make me happy. So I can't wait to talk with more happy fans around the world. And I've got a very strong feeling there are going to be lots out there. New fans, old fans, fans that are returning to the franchise. I've been speaking with people for months now about this film. And whenever I get a message saying from someone, I wasn't really a big Superman fan, but your recommendations or this trailer or this excitement has brought me back in and it's rekindled my love for Superman. That for me is the biggest pat on the back I could possibly get. that's when I look up at any image of symbol of Superman that is around me and just give him a little nod and say, Superman, you've still got it. Well done. But this film just made me so happy from start to finish. I wanted to watch this film as soon as it ended and just get lost in it again. A good film makes you escape, whether it be from a bad day or a bad mood, or you want to switch off for a few hours, you put on a film, and this film for me in the future is going to be that type of film. Now, people are always going to compare. That's something that we are good as a species to do. And there is a fantastic quote that is, comparison is the thief of joy. And people will compare this to Superman 1978. They will compare it to Superman Returns and Man of Steel and Batman v Superman and the Justice League. And by all means, go ahead, compare them. Please, let's continue this conversation about Superman. But for me, this film, it's such a powerful message about Superman and the characters around Superman that I will get to, that it just works. It fits. Just, it's everything I need from a Superman film. A fantastic origin story. A fantastic villain that I will get to momentarily. It's got the action. It's got the comedy. It's got compassion. It's got a message of hope. It's inspiring to those that need inspiring. And the fact that that's all squeezed in to just over 2 hours is a work of art. If there is an extended cut out there, I would happily sit down and watch this film for 6 to 8 hours. To be lost in this world with these characters that bring me so much joy, it would be an honor to do that. So James, if you are listening, please, release your cut, as it were. I'll happily watch it. But I know that James Gunn is an absolute fan of Superman and storytelling. And last week, I was at 3 Q&As with James Gunn and the cast of the film. And just to have that absolute honor of hearing him speak about his craft, his job, as it were. The future of Superman is in such safe hands, as is the future of DC Comics. I'm excited for it all. But him taking on the reins and Superman being his first movie project, we know he's already done Creature Commandos, but this is his first step into the world of the next phase of DC movies. And it brings me hope and joy for the future, because this film, again, from start to finish, was just an absolute roller coaster of emotions and joy and fear and love and hope and excitement, that it was just great for me. I've not even looked at my notes yet. I'm just rambling on. It's, as a film goes, for a lover of film, got it all. A fantastic story. Visuals, action, comedy. It's all there. Now, as I said, I've made some notes. What have I done? I felt like I was there with him. Pa and Ma Kent, there's a big heart around that, because my love for those characters is strong. And in the trailer, I did get emotional when I saw them together, when I heard Pa Kent's words of inspiration. And the scene that we do see in the trailer, with that fantastic quote that is written in the front of this book, "Your choices, your actions, that's what makes you who you are." That scene, wow. I'm going to get struck by the power of that scene again when I see it next, and I cannot wait. The writing in this film, it knows how to tug at the heartstrings, but also build you up and get you back on your way. It's a joy to experience that, to have a story hit you so hard. And I'm looking back and smiling now, and I'm wanting to talk about some things that I can't, but big smile, big smile. As I said, the suit jumps off the screen. It's a powerful, powerful movie. And David Corin Sweat, fantastic actor, so much love and charm for the suit. He is Clark Kent on and off the screen, watching him on the red carpet this week and in interviews around the world. He knows what he's doing. if he is that much of a wholesome boy in real life, then I'm so, so happy about that, because he is pretty much Clark Kent on and off. But we've also seen him be extremely charming, and he's very good looking. So he's got that going for him as well. He's got all the things. He ticks all the boxes. But his performance as Superman, as Clark Kent, is brilliant. I would say it steals the show, but Crypto does a great job of doing that as well. Everybody has their moment in the sun with this film. But when we first got that image released of Superman in a chair, putting on his boots, the internet was loud with their opinions. And that scene is in the movie. That's fun. Very fun. But seeing David Corin Sweat as Clark and as Superman in different environments, it's a treat. His range of emotions in the movie, it's all there. We see rage, we see pride, we see love, we see anguish, we see courage. It's amazing what he can do. And we know now he went to the same acting school as Christopher Reeve, Juilliard in New York. And I'm so, so happy to see that acting so well on screen. His moments with Lois Lane, whether it be Clark or Superman, are at times quite raunchy. There is a raunchy scene in this film, which when we saw the 30 minutes preview last week, lots of kids in the cinema going, "Ew, stop it, ew." And I'm sure everybody else was just getting lost in the moment. It's a powerful and, say, romantic, raunchy scene. But I love the interactions between Lois and Clark and Superman, whether that be in TV or comics or films. That scene, about 10 minutes with Lois and Clark talking, interviewing each other, beautiful storytelling, gives you a great insight to the characters and what they are about, what they stand for, what they believe in. And brilliant, brilliant way to introduce the film and the characters. We all know who these characters are, but if you didn't, you knew after that scene. And yes, Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane. As soon as I saw her doing some press tours for this film and previously, and she was wearing purple, I was sold. That was enough for me. And it's not enough to just look like Lois Lane. You need that fire. You need that passion. You need that sass. Rachel Brosnahan brought it all. She poured herself into this role, and she will always be a part of the Lois Lane universe now. Lois Lane has been around behind me. Action Comics number one. She was in that comic as well. And boy, she has earned her right to be there over the years. She's had some fantastic stories and some adventures and some scrapes and the interactions with Lois Lane. But in this film, she is anything but shy and retiring. She is a powerful presence. She is a fantastic journalist with beliefs and integrity. And we see that in so many scenes. It is fantastic to see Lois portrayed so fiercely, so passionately. And we do get those softer moments, those quieter moments behind the scenes, just between Lois and Superman or Lois and Clark. I love all the multiple origin stories we've had about Lois Lane over the years. There have been many, and I would enjoy many more in the future. But Rachel Brosnahan's portrayal of Lois Lane, Lois as a reporter, Lois as a girlfriend, Lois as a human. The character of Lois Lane is an important one, and Rachel Brosnahan, with James Gunn's writing and direction, it's a huge element of the world of Superman, and I'm so glad that Rachel was the lucky one to, well, not even luck. We've mentioned this. The harder you work, the luckier you get. And Rachel Brosnahan has worked hard over the years, and that is why she now is our Lois Lane, and a fantastic job she did as well. But she has humor. She can act in an action scene as well. It's all there. She has leadership qualities, but underneath it all, she's a journalist. And that's what I want. Just like Action Comics number one, she's a hard-hitting journalist that goes after the story. She doesn't wait for the story to find her. She goes running right at it. And with this film, without spoiling too much, She goes right to where the story and the trouble is. Multiple times, she likes to put her boyfriend to work. That's for sure. And Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor. Nicholas Holt. Wow, he's behind me. You can probably hear me. His ears are getting warm as I talk about him. There he is. I love a good villain. I do. Whether it be at a film or a book or a pantomime, I love to boo. I love to hiss at the bad guy. And boy, Nicholas Holt, wow, you are a true, true villain. There are some moments where he is quite charming when he needs to be, whether he's talking to cameras or talking to world leaders, he has that charm. Then the doors close and we see rage. We see hatred. We see absolute villainy, skullduggery. That's a word that I like to use, but he is conniving. He is insanely intelligent. He is Lex Luthor. That's what I want. But whenever he's with Superman, he's in Superman's presence. He's calm. He's collected. He likes to rage bait Superman. And I was waiting for a moment in this film for me to truly hate Lex, to really despise him, to just not be happy with his presence on screen. And it didn't take long. And I will talk more about that scene in upcoming weeks in spoilers. But well done, Nicholas Holt. You made me love you and hate you in the space of a few short moments. That's well done. That is a sign of a fantastic actor. And boy, his lines, his hatred for Superman, his hatred for this thing that has come to Earth. He's jealous. He's angry. He's bitter about Superman. And his plan to mess up his day, as it were, to stop Superman from being super, it's brilliant. And again, lots of spoilers, but his team behind him, the characters that help him tell his story, are exquisite. Yes, I'm itching now to go back and see certain scenes again, but wow. Now, I'm not going to talk about all the actors and characters in this film because there are so many and I will be doing that in future episodes. I was hoping to keep this to a half an hour to 40 minutes and I'm already at the 30 minute mark. So if you're still here, thank you. Well done. But he needs to be talked about. He needs to be addressed. Crypto. James Gunn knows how to grab the hearts of children and everybody that gets lost in great storytelling. Animals or aliens or monsters, and Crypto just grabs your attention. Of course, Superman grabbed my attention the most, but Crypto, a very close second. We saw him in that trailer and in that opening scene where Superman whistles and Crypto comes running through the snow. All the scenes with Crypto in this movie were fantastic. I would have wanted more, as I'm greedy, but they were brilliantly done. And again, it's a dog at the end of the day, a CGI dog based on James Gunn's dog, Ozu, who was the naughtiest of dogs and the inspiration for this film, pretty much, for this story. James Gunn mentioned how he saved Ozu from a hoarding situation where it didn't really have any human interaction. And the dog was naughty for quite some time. Chewed a 1,000-pound computer, bit James's legs, caused an absolute scene wherever he went. And he thought, well, if I'm stuck in this situation with a regular dog, how would Superman react in a situation with a super dog? So that is when the idea for Crypto in this movie was born. And this guy right here, wow. He's a naughty boy, but some dogs are. But at the end of the day, he's the best boy. A very good doggo. And I could talk about Crypto for ages. I might even do a podcast just about him. But every scene in this film, even though he doesn't get any actual lines, the animated face that we see of Crypto, his movements, his pauses, his paws, is all beautifully done. And Crypto just, he stole my heart, and I'm sure he's going to steal many other people's hearts as well. But wow, a beautiful, beautiful character and a fantastic tool for not only storytelling, but of course, marketing as well. because crypto is everywhere. And I'm a sucker for crypto, which is why he's on my shirt right now. He's behind me. He's in a frame. I've tried to limit my budget for Superman spending this year, but I've already seen some things that are coming out in future months that will grab my attention as well. But scenes with crypto in this film, and especially scenes with Superman and crypto, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I've touched upon the fact that Ma and Pa Kent are powerful. Mr. Terrific is brilliant in this film. Brilliant. Now, many people out there were quite concerned that there are so many characters in this film, so many villains as well, with Hawkgirl and Mr. Terrific and Green Lantern, and of course with the Engineer and Ultraman, but it doesn't make a mess of the film. It's not too confusing. There are films out there that have got dozens upon dozens of characters, and we are still able to enjoy it. This was definitely Superman's film. I can't get that out there enough. This film is about Superman. Yes, there are other characters in it, but when it comes to saving the day, having the best dialogue, having the best visuals, having the best moments, preparing for the future of DC Studios, Superman is front and center. The majority of this film is all about Superman, or it's all about Superman and Krypto, or it's all about Superman and Lois. Superman is always around. He's been there since 1938, and in this film, he is a constant. And it is amazing to see that. He's not just a side note. Here comes Superman again to save the day. Or what would Superman do in this situation? We get to see him saving in amazing ways. We've seen the kaiju. All those scenes are fantastic. We've seen him take on other villains in the trailer. But in the film, we get to see so much more of that. We see more battles. We see more fights. We see more saving. We see Superman saving people and children and lots of things that I can't say because I will spoil. But it's Superman being Superman. This is a Superman story. It's not hard to write a good Superman story. We've had them over the years. There's a pile of them next to me because I'm reading them all this week to get excited for the movie. I'll bring them over right now. Now it's a big list, and I can read about two a day. They're all there. I mean, there are other Superman stories out there to enjoy. They're all behind me on my shelves as well. But if you can see them there are some fantastic stories there. Stories that matter. Stories that have Superman saving people and saving himself and saving Lois. Superman for All Seasons. Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, for obvious reasons. Superman smashes the Klan. Whatever happened to the Man of Tomorrow? We have got a few here that I'm going to enjoy this week. Secret Identity, Birthright, All-Star Superman, of course, and Superman for All Seasons. Fantastic stories that I will be sharing on my socials this week. Yes, it's not hard to write a good Superman story, and this is a fantastic Superman story. I'm getting all agitated and on my soapbox now because I'm trying to wrap this up, and I won't be able to. I'm probably going to miss so much as well that I've not talked about in my very messy notes. I apologize. Skylar Gisondo, as the fantastic Jimmy Olsen. Well done. Well done. I need to shake your hand. I need to shake the hand of Superman's best pal. Even though, on Twitter a few years ago, back when it was Twitter, Superman did state that I was his best pal. But that's fine. I'll let it slide. That's how powerful your performance was in this movie. As not only Superman's friend, but Clark's friend. Clark's pal. He did a great job. Well done, sir. Well done. What else? Yes, Easter eggs. We've covered all those. There are lots and lots of Easter eggs in this movie. If you've got a keen eye and you know your comic history, you know your artists and your writers and your locations and companies that appear in DC Comics, you're going to spot a lot of Easter eggs. Have fun. I'm seeing this film quite a few times when it gets released, and I can't wait to spot even more. Colors are bold, they're dynamic, they are bright, it's beautiful. Fortress of Solitude, big, big, big tick. The Daily Planet is a character in itself in this film. It's gorgeous. It looks like a newsroom. It's busy. People are going after the story. We see print, we see online news, we see video news. Journalism is a huge part of the story. It's a huge part. Honest journalism counts. And James Gunn has a love for that, and that is represented well in this movie. I know the Daily Planet website will really enjoy this film because of its attention to detail and how it really tells a story of a journalist. It's a fantastic job. Because Perry White is back in a big way, and I would call him chief in a heartbeat. Wow. I'm sure I'm going to be featuring on more podcasts soon talking about the actors in this movie. And I will do a complete list of everybody after the film's been out for a while, because some of my future podcasts will involve spoilers. But yes, the suit, Jimmy Olsen, Lois, the sets, which are just astonishing. As I said, the Daily Planet is a character within itself. But even going back to the Kent farm and Clark's childhood bedroom, keep a close eye on that for Easter eggs as well. The moments that we see between the Kents is stunning. Again, going back to that quote, which makes a lot of sense in this film. Your choices, your actions, that's what makes you who you are. The full scene of that, that's what broke me for the first time anyway. There's also some fantastic speeches by Superman that just grab my heart and just reinforces the fact about why I love Superman. But yes, I'm looking at my notes now, and some of the spoilers. One big quote here: kindness is cool. Remember that. Kindness is cool. Being a good guy, being a person that people can rely on, that's good. That is a good thing. That is a good way to inspire people. That's it. There's lots of notes there. Lots of things for me to look at and get lost in, but essentially, I'm in love with this film. I can't get enough of it. I can't wait to go and see it again or talk about it. If you've come this far in the podcast, thank you so much. I know I've probably missed out things, but if this is a recommendation for me, for you to go and see this film, to enjoy A Better Tomorrow, then please do it. Please go and enjoy this film, and then we can talk about it more, because I'm going to be talking about this film so much. It's out on July the 11th. We know it will be in other places around the world earlier. There are going to be spoilers online. There will be people that nitpick this film online. Enjoy the process. If you can stay offline, well done you. I got to see this film with the fantastic Jeremy from All on the Board and All About Movies, and that was an absolute honour in itself. Jeremy is a huge lover of Superman and films, and Jeremy managed to watch just a couple of trailers and then ignore everything else, which was so brave of him to do. I couldn't do that. If there's new Superman content out there and it's official, I'm grabbing it and I'm going to just absorb it. But Jeremy avoided trailers and TV spots and posters. He saw this film for the first time. He saw every single scene for the first time. And he will be joining me soon on the podcast to talk about it. I won't say what he said after we saw the film, but his words were powerful, as always. And he is going to be so much fun to talk to. But yes, it's out on July the 11th. Enjoy this, people. Enjoy this fact that everyone's eyes are on Superman. It's quite surreal for me to have all this attention on my hero, our hero, the world's hero. I've been doing this now for over 15 years or so. It's not my first rodeo at all, but the buzz around this film has been exciting. And now the film is out, it's even more so. And yes, anyway, because I'm getting really jittery now, I'm going to start going to get blubbering. The film's going to be out soon. I'm happy with it. Over the moon happy. And I can't wait to speak with more people about this film and for more fans, for future generations, for children to enjoy this character and get lost in the legacy that is Superman. Because it is almost a century of stories that are out there awaiting people. And boy, there are some fantastic ones out there, and this film will now be added to that ever-growing list. So, at the end, my letter to Superman. I wrote some of this on the train coming home. I've been trying to add words to it over the last few days. But here we go. A letter to Superman. Before Superman flies back onto the screen, I need to say something. This isn't just another movie. It's a moment, a milestone, a celebration of a legacy nearly a century in the making. And for fans like us, it's personal. We've waited for this with excitement, nerves, and a whole lot of hope. The journey's been long, but it's been beautiful. Because through every version, every suit, every symbol, Superman endures and hope remains. He's not just a character I talk about. He's part of my life. I've spent years sharing his stories, wearing the shield, and connecting with others around the world who believe in what that symbol stands for. And it all started with two young dreamers from Cleveland, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. They created more than just a superhero. They gave us a modern myth built on compassion, courage, and the belief that even the most powerful being in the universe should use his strength to help others. They gave us hope. That legacy has carried through comics, radio, animation, television, and film. And now, here we go again, standing on the edge of something new, something bold, something super. So, if you're feeling excited, good. If you're smiling like a kid again, even better. Let yourself believe. Let yourself feel. Because that's what Superman invites us to do. To believe in a better tomorrow. I'm so grateful that Superman found his way into my life. And now I get to experience this moment with the same wide-eyed wonder I've always had. To the fans, this is our moment. Embrace it. Celebrate it. Soar with it. To the filmmakers, cast, crew, and James Gunn, thank you for honoring the legacy. To Jerry and Joe, thank you for dreaming big and for giving the world a hero who still inspires us to do better. And to Superman, thank you, always. Let the world believe again. Let the world feel hope again. Let the world remember what a hero can truly look like. Look up. Luke Buck, the Geek of Steel. The film's out soon, all around the world. I can't wait to watch it time and time again. I mentioned Cleveland in that little letter there. I can't wait to visit Cleveland. It's a huge bucket list for me. And this film does a great job of showing off the beauty that is Cleveland. The fact that it holds such a strong tie to the world of Superman. It's done well. James Gunn did a great thing by filming a lot of the film here. It's beautiful. The film's out very soon. Go and watch it. Then we can talk about it. I'm going to go off today and try and record some more podcasts and reviews. It's always a great time to be a Superman fan. I've had some brilliant moments over the years where, because I've stepped out of comfort zones and embraced my passion for this world, it's led me to meet some truly beautiful people. And I can't wait to meet more in the future when I get to talk about my favourite hero. I have been your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me talk about this and do adventures. It's an absolute honour and a privilege to be a part of the Superman community. I'll be back soon with a new episode of the Podcast of Steel. More videos, more reviews, more unboxing videos, more hope. Enjoy this film, everybody that watches it. Take away the message that being good is good and that Superman will always be around. Take care, stay super, and I'll be back soon.